Blog Talk Radio.
It's now time for Breaking Chains on YAT Radio, where we will be discussing the importance of spiritual, mental, and physical health. Get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio.
All right, all right, all right. Thank you very much. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I greet you in the name of God the Father, God the Son, Jesus, God the Holy Spirit. I pray all is well with you all throughout the land, wherever you are in this world, on God's great earth. I pray all is well with you in your mental, physical, and spiritual capabilities. I pray that you're just using everything that God has blessed you with to give him all the honor, glory, and praise. Let us humble ourselves as we go before the throne of God in prayer. Most gracious and merciful Father, we come in the name of your Son, Jesus the Christ, our Lord, our God. As we led of the Holy Spirit to give you our honor, glory, and praise, Lord God, we thank you for yet another day with breath in our bodies to see your beautiful creation. We ask that you forgive us for our sins and our many transgressions made before you, Lord God. Father God, we thank you for the many blessings bestowed upon us and our families, Lord God. Continue to bless and keep us, Lord God. Teach us to become better obedient children of yours, Lord God, to follow your laws and your rules, Lord God, and to study your word, Father God, to show ourselves approved before you. Lord God, we thank you for this opportunity to come on with this ministry, Lord God, Young Adults Talk, Youth and Family Ministry, Sacred Words Ministry, and the Breaking Chains Media Ministries with a special assignment. We pray that something will be said that will touch the hearts of your people tonight, Lord God. Use us tonight as your vessels, Lord God, to do everything that your will has to be done. Father God, we just pray for those that are suffering with COVID, the virus, the sickness that's going on in the earth right now. Father God, we pray for those and for the families of lost loved ones. Father God, we ask for your blessings tonight, Lord God. We ask for your honor, Father God, in everything that we're doing, Father God, that it pleases you. Father God, thank you for your love and your protection. As we ask all of this in the name of your Son, Jesus the Christ, we say amen, amen, amen. Everybody suit up. You know what time it is. Time to break chains, full armor of God. Put it on, suit up. YAT Radio is signing on. It's a special assignment. It's a Monday. God bless you. Let's break chains, y'all. Let's go.
Riding with my top down, listening to this Jesus.
Yeah. Back on the grind again, I know it's been a little while, but it's time again. Folks at the crate, where you gon' rhyme again? I'm like, hold up, give me time, my man. See a lot of things change, some stay the same. Move from H-Town to D-Town to Memphis, man. One thing, it's a show everywhere I go. People call up in themselves, money calls to closure. They talk about it all the time and put it in their song. They drive around and play it loud like it ain't nothing wrong. And all they talk about is simple stuff. Got everybody acting bad, thinking that they a thug. And they trying to drown me out, but now they ain't don't count me out. I got a backpack full of tracks, plus I keep a Johnny Mac so we can pound it out. Plus I'm bumping these Jesus teeth whenever they seeing me. People looking all confused as every one of my tunes is screaming Jesus teeth. I was bumping that Triple E, DJ rolling with me. Both our heads nodding like we dozing or we tipsy. But we ain't been drinking, man. Now this song just banging, man. Got us screaming Jesus out the window while we changing lanes, while we just
riding with my top down, listening to this Jesus music, riding with my top down, listening to this Jesus, riding, riding with my top down, down, top down, riding with my top down, listening to this Jesus music.
If you hear that bass bang, can you see it in your streets? That stuff your boy playing, man, it's gonna be them deep beats. That stuff we bumping ain't that lean with it, crack with it. Nope, it's that change of life, and please let the rock hit it. All the stuff that we bumping to Santa Crate, crush 116, I pray to crate, crush loud. That fan, but we damn it, great. Then I thought all stuff, what we fan of, like, never stand a race. So we're tied to the good, in a fan who like, cause the gospel is good. In the past, I don't think y'all understood. Now y'all done messed up, let us out in your hood.
Riding with my top down, listening to this Jesus music. Riding with my top down, listening to this Jesus. Riding, riding with my top down, listening to this Jesus. Riding, riding with my top down, listening to this
You like music from rap to gospel, but you probably never heard nobody rap the gospel. Different sound, but the truth the same. With no quads, no bands, but the truth remains. We got fam in the clique, set the booth aflame. Same news at the city like Deuce aflame. If you lost in the flow, don't lose the name. Jesus Christ, the king of the Jews, my man. Just ain't entertainment, dog, the time is truth. But you'd rather hear a song about shiny coops? Nope, not fat, not gat, not killer rap. 100% Christ, the blood spiller rap. Y'all feeling that? Rap rapture with the gospel truth. Hey, trip, yo, really back. Y'all feeling that? Rap rapture with the gospel truth. Hey, trip, y'all really back.
Car, you hear that boom bap, and you hear some dudes rap. It ain't them folks that boast, it's folks that tell you where the truth
okay,
at.
Okay.
We don't wanna hear bad dimes of dope.
No.
We don't wanna hear bad knives of smoke.
No.
We don't wanna hear bad moving packs and foolish cats who lying folks.
No.
We do wanna hear bad crazy king.
Yeah.
We do wanna hear how lives have changed.
Yeah.
We do wanna hear how God is pleased and theology at the Bible, man.
Okay.
In Jesus' music, turn heads, so turn it up and let them know.
Let
and now we do, he's first and it's Jesus' music, better broke.
Riding with my top down, listening to this Jesus music. Riding with my top down, listening to this Jesus. Riding with my top down, top down.
It's Breaking Chains with Young Adult Talk on YAT Radio.
They thought they was gonna kill me with all their hate.
Let them hoes blow, baby.
You can hate me all you want to, cuz it's only gonna make me stronger.
I don't think they hear me, dog.
You can't stop this, dog. You can't stop this. It's God's plan, and I'm ready.
I'm ready.
I'm free now.
I'm ready.
I got my mind right.
I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready.
And I got my war clothes on.
I'm ready.
They put a hit out on your boy and they left me for dead.
Oh, blood in my eyes, thorns on my head. Only thing that I can hear is what my savior said. While I'm in my own blood and I can't feel my legs, but I'ma live,
I'ma live.
I will not die. Got up off the ground and I wiped that blood up out my eyes. Got my mind right, got my grind right. Stood up, now it's time to rise. Been resurrected,
resurrected.
I am alive. Blood drip, headed for war, fire in my eyes. Ready for war, no turning back. I got my dogs with me, 300 of us. Young Leonidas, take on the whole city. We don't retreat, we do not quit. We are not the same to live and die for the truth. Let's be plain, this is why I came. And if I were you, then dog, I'd probably hate me too. But the power that I come in is too big for you. To stop, so stop it for me before you go too far. My mind right, the time right, boy, and I'm ready for war.
To the sky, my war goes on, and I'm gon' ride till they call me home.
Yeah.
If I should die before too long, put me on my shield and carry me home.
You're listening to Breaking Chains. Call in live during the show at 858-357-9137. And listen live on our website at youngadultstalk.org.
All right. Thanks a lot, big bro. That's tightspots.org, tightspots.org. Check him out. Get some business. Give him some business. What's going on with Pastor Rod? Breaking Chains, YAT Radio signing on. It's a special assignment. Tonight's show is being brought to you by the Williams Group and JDR Enterprises. I pray all is well with you, man. I thank you for being a part of the family and listening live if you're out there now or listening by archives. God bless you all over the world. Listen, it's a lot going on out here, okay? I say that every night because it is. And I want you to pay attention to everything that's going on around you. Pay attention to what's going on in your circle. Pay attention to what's going on in your home. Be alert. You know what I'm saying? God tells us to be vigilant. You know what I'm saying? In other words, be aware. You know what I'm saying? Be aware of everything that's around you. You know what I'm saying? Pay attention to everything that's going on in your life. You know what I'm saying? And just be alert to everything. You know, because the enemy is lurking, but we do know that he's nothing. You know what I'm saying? He is the enemy. And he's going to try to come at you. You know what I'm saying? And you have to be wise. You have to be alert. In order to get that way, you have to study God's word. Jesus told the 12 disciples to be wise as serpents, but harmless as doves. We shouldn't be attacking, anyone without being able to try to teach them first. Listen, you as children of God, we should be teaching and educating and nourishing and just mentoring and practicing leadership for those that don't know any better. You know what I'm saying? That want to know and don't know how to do it. You never know another person's situation because you're not walking in that person's shoes. So tonight, my special assignment is just really ask you a question. Like, you know what I'm saying? You're doing a whole lot of other things and a lot of other things are going on in your life that you're participating in. But when it comes to serving God, where you at? Where you at? Seriously, where you at? Because this is for all of us. You know, I never come on here to try to disrespect anybody, put anybody down, and definitely not to attack the church because I am the church. You are the church. So I'm not going to attack myself, but I'm going to hold myself accountable. What about you? Are you going to hold yourself accountable? Are you going to hold yourself accountable? What is going on wrong in your relationship, in your marriage, in your home, with your children? You know what I'm saying? On the job, what role do you play in? And what can you do about you to help to fix the situation? You know what I'm saying? Are we following what God has asked of us to do? Because if we are serving God, we know how to be a servant. And that's not meaning to bow down to anyone but God. But that teaches us how to be humble. Because in 1 Samuel 12:24, God tells us, he said, only fear the Lord and serve him faithfully with all your heart. But consider what great things he has done for you. You mean to tell me that doesn't humble you enough to spend a little time with him? To help your brothers and sisters? And listen, if you're doing the works of the Lord, this is not for you. God bless you. But let's educate others on how to do what it is that you do. Because we are all disciples of God. We're supposed to be. So where you at? Where you at? Where's your presence? What's your status? What are you doing? Why are you doing it? When are you doing it? How are you doing it? What are the results? Faith without works is dead. And no works, no faith is dead. If you ain't got no faith, it's dead anyway. But if you say you got faith and don't put any works, you really don't have any faith. So where you at? And I'm going to say it just like I said it. Where you at? I'm going to spell it Y-A-T. Mm-hmm. Y-A-T. That's who we are. Mm-hmm. But where you at? Because we're supposed to be our brothers and sisters' keeper, right? God told us in the book of Colossians chapter 3, whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men. Knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord Christ. Yahshua the HaMashiach. Jesus. So what is it? What is it that we're doing? Why are we so busy trying to please man? That we forgot about how to please God. There's a lot of things that we're doing with our lives, but we put God second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth somewhere on the list. instead of first. How does he come on the list? How is that possible? Because I do know that when we look at the book of Matthew, St. Matthew in the book of chapter 6, St. Matthew says something to us that something that we should know, something that we should automatically put in our lives, in a way that we should structure our lives. Our lives should be structured around the Word of God. You know what I'm saying? In this chapter right here, in chapter 6, when you go down in maybe starting at verse 25, you know, God is reminding us that, guess what? You know what I'm saying? Look at the birds in the air. You know what I'm saying? They sow nor reap, gathering the bonds, anything. You know what I'm saying? He tells us about, you know what I'm saying, anxious about clothing and things about what we're going to wear and what shall we eat and what shall we drink and all of these type of things. But down in 32, he says, for the Gentiles seek after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. This is the scripture that I wanted to just put in front of you. Out of all of that, he says, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. In other words, do not be anxious about tomorrow. He say, therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. It's always good to have a future and to have plans. But are you serving God today? Or did you just do it yesterday and we'll wait to do it again Sunday? I'm just asking, where you at? We got something going on social media right now called the crate challenge. Stacking up crates, people walking on them, see if they can go up and come down. So that's intriguing to people, huh? And when somebody speaks against it, I'm wrong about it, huh? But you're out filming and watching people do something very dangerous that can kill them. But everybody's so intrigued, so they seeing all this, so they're being intrigued by you getting intrigued by, so the enemy wins again. And you saying, oh, man, we just having fun. Fun doing what? What's fun about that? How is that fun? You know, I don't understand how it's fun. If somebody falls and kills themselves. So I'm just wondering what we got going on that's so important. You know what I'm saying? We got so much going on that we're not paying attention to what's put in front of you. But listen, we do the prayer on Saturday mornings, and I apologize. I think I haven't put the information out here for all of you here. Out in the podcast world, for you to come in and join us, be a part of the Breaking Chains prayer visual we do every Saturday morning at 10:15 Central Standard Time. I you know, did a brief statement on Saturday morning to inform everyone that we need to get into a place right now where we need to make decisions about what it is that we want to do in our lives. And who we're going to choose to serve. And I want to say that to you too out there. You know what I'm saying? Take some time, and if you've done it, great. Help others to do it. Take some time and seek yourself, find you. And find out, You know what I'm saying? And you and God, I serve God, but you know what I'm saying? You may not serve the same God I serve. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Roderick, and you know what I'm saying? Everybody else I know. That God, the creator of all the creation, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. You know what I'm saying? That God. That in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. That God. So all I'm saying is take some time to search you out. You know, I wish that everybody would get on one accord that, you know what I'm saying, like one day, like this Saturday coming up, right? Okay, so like this Saturday coming up, we say that, and I'm just throwing it out there for real. This Saturday is like August 28th, right? So this is the last Saturday of the month. So like if like this Saturday, we would take time to put our phones down, put all of our phones down, get away from social media for a day, and just focus on us. You know, focus on us. Just you and God. You know, asking the Lord to give you some time to focus on you. So when you start the new week off Sunday, you can have a breath of fresh air in your life. You understand what I'm saying? So let's focus on that. Like this Saturday, we're gonna put everything down. We're gonna step back for a minute. You know what I'm saying? I know it's getting ready to be football season and all this kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying? You running here, you running there. You know what I'm saying? You doing everything else, but spending some time, quality time, with you and the Lord, so that you can get a better grasp of the concept of things that's going on in your life, if I said that properly. But you need to get some balance. You need a little balance right now. You know what I'm saying? Just need a little balance. And that's if you're single. You know what I'm saying? If you're married, you know, if you can, if nobody's working, husband and wife, get together and spend some time, some quality time with you and the Lord. If you got some situations going, you need to take some time to just do that. We're constantly moving and going and moving and shaking and got so much going on that we don't have time to really sit down and spend time with our Father. Spending some quality time that is needed for us, so that sometimes we may have missed something and didn't get to hear something properly because we was moving. The kids needed some help, or food was almost ready, or you needed to help with some homework, or you needed to work on some papers. You know, so much is going on. When have you just taken time to spend with Him? Just with Him. Because in order for us to be like 1 Corinthians 15, when He tells us, therefore, my beloved brothers, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. You have to be balanced in order to be that. You have to be focused in order to be that. We have to decide where it is and what it is we're trying to do in life. A lot of people are already focused and living out their dreams, you know what I'm saying, achieving their goals, you know what I'm saying? May God continue to be with you, bless you, you know what I'm saying? But we got to help some others right now. There are a lot of people out here that are losing hope. There are a lot of people out here losing focus. There are a lot of people out here out of balance. And no matter how much you sit up and say that ain't got nothing to do with you, it's got everything to do with you. God created mankind. We don't know who they are out there that want to be saved unless we go out there and be fishers of men. We stop fishing. We're not fishing anymore. We not on the pier. We ain't on the block. We ain't on the corner. We ain't out there no more. Like we should be. We ain't in the trap no more. Talking to them. I'm trying to be, I strive every day to come on here to try to be that part of that bridge that they are building all over the world to try to help to bring knowledge and understanding to what it is God expects of us. God is blessing us now that we're getting ready to start moving around out in the streets and taking the show in different areas. You know what I'm saying? Not only being up in Georgia or down in Alabama or over in Louisiana. You know what I'm saying? Not just being in Ohio. You know what I'm saying? You know, not just in those places, but being everywhere. You know what I'm saying? We're heard everywhere, but we got people in Louisiana. We have people in Ohio. We have people in Georgia. We have people in Alabama. We want breaking chain crews everywhere. We need chain breakers everywhere because we need to break people away from the grips of the enemy. And in order to do that, we have to introduce them to the marvelous light of Christ, the HaMashiach. You understand what I'm saying? Yahshua, you know? We have to introduce him. We have to remind them who God is. We have to remind them that God is still alive. We got to remind them what God says, that no one can serve two masters, because it said either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. He said, you cannot serve God and money. You've forgotten about who God is and start falling in love with the money. We got to be dedicated to God at all times. We can't just let that be a Sunday morning thing. That just can't be on Sunday morning. We have to make ourselves available to the people 24/7. We have to encourage people that God is always there. Always. We have to let them know that he said in Deuteronomy 13 that guess what? You shall walk after the Lord your God and fear him and keep his commandments and obey his voice, and you shall serve him and hold fast to him. We have to inform them of that. You know, we have to understand that. Listen, if we're gonna serve God and follow him, and he says that in John 12, he said, if anyone serves me, he must follow me, and where I am, there will my servant be also. If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him. So in other words, wherever Christ is, I'm with him. Of course, because wherever I am, he is with me. Because his Holy Spirit was within me. Greater is he that is within me than he that is in the world. When do we start accepting the word of God? When do we put ourselves in that place to receive and accept? Because the door is always open. Where you at? Where you at? Standing there knocking, but nobody's home. He know you in there, but you listen, your heart ain't there, so you're not home. You in there trying to clean up, spray the Lysol, and you know what I'm saying, straighten up and, you know, put the blunt out and hide the alcohol and, you know what I'm saying, push your girlfriend under the bed because your wife at work, all that. Oops, I stepped on somebody's toes then, I tell you. I'm just saying. Where you at? What you got going on? Why is everything so important that you can't serve God no more? You want to serve God the way you want to serve God, not the way that God has given you an assignment, and you keep failing on your assignment. You want to do it your way. You want to serve God the way you want to serve God. You don't want to do thus say the Lord, but then you quote all the scriptures. So, you know what I'm saying? We have to understand. Listen. If we're going to serve him, we got to really serve him. Because he told us we were a chosen race, part of his royal priesthood. He called us a holy nation, a people for his own possession. You know what I'm saying? He said that we may proclaim the excellencies of him who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Who hasn't walked in darkness? Some people still in the darkness. Just don't want to admit that they having some issues and, you know what I'm saying, being somebody they're not. If everybody just start being themselves, who they are, who they really are, and stop trying to be like everybody else, trying to achieve what's not yours to get, you might find some peace and happiness somewhere. And you will, because you'll be able to see and hear God then. You can't serve God and understand what's going on around you if you don't know where you're at. You got an identity crisis going on, so you don't even know who you are. So you can't know where you're at. Everybody want to be in competition with each other. Everybody wants to hate on each other. Forgive me, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. A lot of people want to be in competition with each other. A lot of people want to hate each other. Hate on each other. A lot of them look like you. A lot of them don't look like you. You got no joy in your heart. You don't have God's peace that surpasses all understanding. You stuck on you. You stuck on drama. You stuck on issues. You stuck on the bills. You stuck on lack of money, lack of food. But you won't focus on the one that can get you all cleaned up and back on track. Because you've allowed man to take that away from you to say that it's not true. So you can get on Snapchat, you can get on Facebook, you can get on Twitter, you TikToking, but you can't study the Word of God. You can't look up and try to do some research on who is this God. Who is this real? This real Jesus, and not this picture of a European with long hair. Serious, I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. So I'm not going to say something that I don't feel. You know what I'm saying? I apologize if that sounded offensive, not trying to offend. But I know that that's not, you know what I'm saying, the Savior that's written in the book. I even know that God's Bible was altered by King James, who murdered people that didn't follow after his philosophy, who changed the New Testament of the Bible to okay slavery and to make like everything was okay, who was in conjunction with the Pope to sign papers to get these things done, who owned slaves, who murdered people. So you know, people don't want to take time to study and learn the truth. So if you took time to learn and study the truth, you would know who you are and you'll know where you're at. Because right now you don't have a clue. And when people try to tell you that, you don't want to hear it. You get mad when people bring it to you, to your attention, that this is not what God tells us to do. Especially if we're leadership, we should be teaching others. God tell us when we out here helping and assisting, doing ministry and helping the needy, he tells us, he says, but when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know that what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. If you out there exposing it and letting everybody see that you giving the homeless food, taking the picture and posting it, this God talking. This ain't me, this God. You done got your just reward just then. You looking for amens, God bless you, God gonna bless you. You looking for all these things to be said to you, and God already told you not to do that. He told you when you give to the needy, don't sound no trumpet. He said hypocrites do that. He said, but they got their reward. But when the word of God is brought to your attention, why do you get mad at that instead of checking yourself? But you say that you are a child of God. You just believe what you want to believe. You live by what you want to live by. We all guilty. We all sinners. We all fall short of the glory. You, me, and everybody else out here. Those without seeing cast the first stone. I wonder how many of you idiots going to go pick up rocks and try to throw. I'm just saying, you know, we have to do better, because we're not doing the things that God expects of us. You know what I'm saying? We're not handling our business properly. You know, and we actually have to do better. We really have to do better. So, you know, I just wanna know, you know, like I asked, where you at? You know what I'm saying? What's going on? What are we gonna do? A lot of people need help. A lot of people need assistance. You know, and to be honest with you, you know, a lot of people don't know how to do it. If you just remind people about who they are and whose they are, you don't know what's next. You start encouraging people that, guess what? You know what I'm saying? We heirs to the kingdom. Join heirs to the throne. But you got to believe it if you're going to be telling others, you got to believe it so that they can believe it. If they believe it, they may get their life over Christ. It'd be all right. They go a soul going back home. You know what I'm saying? All of the heavens rejoicing. So where you at? Time to go back fishing. It's time to get out here and do some work. It's time for you to get on your assignment. Minister Melvin used to tell us, rest in peace, brother. He used to tell us to get off your shucky ducky and let's get busy. You know what I'm saying? Why is it so hard? I don't need to be in charge, but let's go to work. We need to come together. We going in so many different directions that we ain't doing nothing. You over there flogging for the cameras because you want to be seen, but you got somebody over here that really want to do God's work, but they can't do it with you because you got a whole different agenda. Your agenda should be God's work. Your agenda should be serving God. Your agenda should be seeking the kingdom of God first and all of his righteousness, so all that other stuff you want can be added to you if it's in God's will. You so busy trying to be seen, you forgetting about everybody else. God told you, do not be slothful in zeal, but fervent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Not man, not you. Serve the Lord. Stop being so slothful in zeal. Did you hear what I said? Slothful in zeal. That's you out there. That's you. I'm talking to you. Be fervent in spirit. Serve the Lord, not you. You got your face everywhere. You traveling everywhere. You doing all this. You know what I'm saying? People out here starving, hungry. What you got going on ain't helping nobody but you. Where you at? Where your heart at? Because over here, all we know is winning, baby. Winning souls for the Lord. That's all we know. Breaking chains and winning souls for the Lord. Bringing souls home to the Lord. That's all we know. We're going to continue to break chains. All we know is winning. YAT Radio, all we know is winning.
To the ground, like I'm posted on the line. Go hard as you can, that's the only thing that's on my mind. Hopeless, ride it like we're playing in the Rose Bowl. Cross the line, through the cut, only thing I see is gold. When I got drafted, I was on a 23-1. Just I switched teams, well, let's say I'm probably 4-1. He took on my sin and divided it like hole in one. Never could repay him, but I'm playing like I own one. You know about the team. 1-1 to the 6, mix it with that full ride, boy, we about to throw a pin. Roll up in your fitted diesel, about 126. If you know about your boy, you know there's nothing counterfeit. You know what I mean, it ain't nothing but a thing. If I never leave the bench, I still get a ring. Gotta know trade option and I never lose a game. Cause all we know is win, win, win.
All we know is winning, all we know is winning. All we know is winning, 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 cause it ain't no more losing, losing. All we know is winning, all we know is winning, all we know is winning, all we know is all we know is winning, all we know is winning, all we know is winning, cause it ain't no more losing.
Step up to the plate, say my grace and then I'm out of here. Aiming for repentance like some vengeance, ain't no doubt in here. I just wanna win, it don't matter how I get it. Submission or get pinned, yeah, I'm swinging, I'm kicking. I make war, no UFC, but I bet you seeing me. Yelling my battle cry, leave it all inside the ring. Get a ring and a crown, turn no turning girl. Fight song, play it loud, this walk of music banging the crowd. They going wild, as I get the feel, I feel the night is epic. I can feel the love, that's it, I know it's hard, accept it, yeah. Hey, this win, whenever we going in. At the end of the night, it don't matter where we win. Toast it on the block, worldwide, like move your pivot. Travel overseas, you still run, that's Olympic. Bring it back, no penalty, so it's first and 10. Ain't no doubt in here. All we do is win.
All we know is winning. 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 Cause it ain't no more losing. All we know is winning. All we know is winning. All we know is winning. All we know is all we know is winning. All we know is winning. All we know is winning. Cause it ain't no more losing.
Want to break chains in your life? Give us a call at 858-357-9137 and let your voice be heard on YAT Radio.
All right. Thanks a lot, Big Bro. Tightspots.org. Don't forget to check him out, tightspots.org. Hey, welcome back to the show. Breaking Chains, special assignment on this Monday. Show being sponsored by the Williams Group and JDari Enterprises for this Monday. I pray all is well with you. What's up with you? I'm Pastor Rod. Get at me at 858-357-9137. We live streaming at www.blogtalkradio.com/YHE Radio. Shoot us an email at webreakingchains@gmail.com. All right, where you at? That's my question tonight. Just wanted to bring up some things, man, that are going on. And one of the main things is that we need to check ourselves, get some accountability going on within self. Everything starts at home. It's not always about you checking everybody in your house. You got to check you first. You got to take a look at you. You know what I'm saying? We got to take a look at ourselves and then take it from there. We got to make sure that everything is in order, decent and in order in our lives. If things seem a little unstable, a little rocky, whatever, you know what I'm saying? You need to find a way to balance it out or get rid of it. You know what I'm saying? It's just like that right now. We have no more time for procrastination. We have no more time for playing. We have no more time for being taken advantage of, being manipulated, deceived, lied. All of those things are over with. You know what I'm saying? It's time for you to wake up as a people. And when I say as a people, I'm talking about God's children. And believe it or not, all of us are God's children. He created all of us. I don't care what you really believe, man. I don't care how you think you got here. I don't care if you think you come from a monkey. You know what I'm saying? That's what you want to believe. That's what you want to believe. If you think you just blew up and appeared in the sky, if that's what you want to believe, that's what you believe. You know what I'm saying? I pray that something will hit you before you leave this earth that will check you and make you understand that you would get your research on and find out who you really are. Seriously. Those are my prayers for you. I don't disrespect anybody's beliefs. You do you. But I'm going to do me. You understand what I'm saying? You may not believe in what I believe in. I may not believe in what you believe in. But I'm not going to degrade you because of it. You know what I'm saying? You may degrade me, but I would pray that you're not. You know what I'm saying? Everybody walking on this earth is different people. There are no two people the same. Two twins are not the same. They don't have the same personality. They don't have the same thoughts. You understand? Listen. Unless they are what they call them, Siamese, joined together. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of them didn't share the same heart. Maybe one or two or three back way back. So all I'm saying is that just do some research, even on that, man. You know what I'm saying? Just do the research so you can realize where you at. Seriously. And I put the you in there. Where you at? You know, where your life is at. Where you need to be going. What you need to be doing. You got your life so focused around somebody else's that you forgot your own identity. You're so busy chasing after the dollars of basketball players, rappers, singers, you know, models, and you know what I'm saying? You're trying to alter your life to be like them. You can't be them. If you concentrate on being you, you may realize that you are special as well, because you really are. God says that we're the apple of his eye, even with our disobedient, you know what I'm saying, sinful ways. He still loves us. And I don't think that you're hearing that enough. I don't think that you take it serious enough about what all he sacrificed for you to be here today. Why do I ask, where you at? Because you need to check your heart. You need to find out where what your mind is set on. You need to find out what's going on in your heart. What you going to do with the rest of your life after today? See, we need to have more conversations like this. See, you may not be talking back to me, but I pray I'm saying something that's talking to you. See, you got to really feel and believe that somebody love you. Because I got to really feel and believe that you love me. If I'm just telling me you love me, I don't believe you. unless you show me. I got to be able to inspire you. I'm talking about truly inspire you. Motivate, uplift. You understand what I'm saying? Encourage. That's how you inspire somebody. Not telling you, listen, how can somebody get some inspiration when you're constantly attacking their self-esteem? When you're constantly attacking their character? Their moral character is being attacked by you. Do we know how to empower each other? Do we know how to do that? We need to learn ways about how to uplift, motivate, encourage, inspire, empower each other by showing each other some love, man. Where's the love? What role do you play in that? Where you at? Where you at? You sitting at home talking about things that need to change. Where you at? What are you changing to make the change? It's amazing that we do so much talking, but we see little work. The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. God told us that, and look where we are today. God tried to forewarn us about things that was going to take place. God warned us in his word about the things that were going to take place. And we have allowed man to make believe that God doesn't exist. God is not real. We've been pulled in so many different religious ways that we forgot about spirituality. We forgot about how to really, truly serve God. You know, listen. Joshua 24, Joshua and the Lord were communicating. And Joshua 24 says, and if it is evil in your eyes to serve the Lord, choose this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your father served in the region beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Who? The Lord God. Yah. Huh. The Heavenly Father. Yahuwah. Yahshua, the HaMashiach. Where you at? Where you at? You know, it's something because we have so many, listen, we have let me say it the way that's in my spirit. We have so many so-called leaders that want to be in front of the camera and out in the forefront, doing all the talking, but you ain't doing nothing. You know, we have to learn to render service with goodwill as to the Lord and not to man. We have to learn to serve each other that way. We got to learn to help each other that way. Not looking for fame and acknowledgments and everything to do the work of the Lord. Why are you always looking for something in return to do what you're called to do? Because God told his 12 disciples, you know, he told them in the book of Mark, he said to them, if anyone would be first, he must be last of all and servant of all. So that means that you have to put yourself last. You got to serve. You got to give. And you got to have in your heart, like 1 Timothy tells us in chapter 1, to thank him who has given me strength, Christ Jesus our Lord, because he judged me faithfully, appointing me to his service. So all we have to do is stop being absent on our assignment, on our post, and give up our time to serve the Lord. Give up our time to serve the people, be an example so that others can give their life to Christ. Because if we give of ourselves, the book of Luke chapter 6 says, give and it will be given to you, good measure, pressed down, shake it together, run it over, will be put into your lap, but with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. You always using that for money. They have brainwashed you that that's all that's talking about money. That's just talking about money. No. Do you know how to serve the Lord? Do you know what it means to serve the Lord? You need to glorify him, honor him, praise and worship him at all times. Acknowledge him in all things. He says that. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean to your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways, and he will direct your path. But to serve, to give of yourself to serve others. There are a lot of people in need out here. A lot of people going through some things right now, and we have to just we have to do like the scripture tells us, and you know, to be, you know, as wise as serpent and harmless as the doves. Serpent is wise. He knows when you're coming up on him. He pays attention. He can be looking at one way and know you behind him and strike. You're not paying attention to everything that's going on around you. The evil is lurking. You need to be paying attention. You need to be paying attention. So, hey, you know, I'm enjoying you tonight. I pray that something's being said that can touch your spirits. God bless you. I'm going to take a quick break coming up across the top of the hour. You listen to Breaking Chains on YAT Radio. It's a special assignment being brought to you tonight by the Williams Group and JDRE Enterprises. Going to kick off the second hour. Get involved in the conversation, 858-357. 9137, what's up with you? That's Rod's on your radio.
It's now time for Breaking Chains on YAT Radio, where we will be discussing the importance of spiritual, mental, and physical health. Get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio.
This your world, God, and everything in it.
I see you, homie.
I guess they think because, hey, Bob, we serve you, right?
You told me
we supposed to slack
like
up,
this, man.
But now that I know what I'm fighting for,
let's get
man,
it
we
in.
Go harder.
We on our mind.
I ain't gon' waste your time. I slow lane about the city, let you waste mine. I'm sick of seeing young boys out there dying. You go and handle your
own. I'm on my grind.
I'm on my grind, cousin.
Granny told your boy that she was proud of me, that I was off the streets and the boy was still thuggin'. I told her, granny, baby, don't you worry about nothing. If it ain't about the Lord, then your boy ain't budgin'. Man, I never did think
myself.
The word of God'll make your boy wanna
hoopstep.
Granny told me that the Lord'll meet me
hoopstep.
He's still working on me, granny. I told a homie we gon' take it to the block and post up in the hood like we still selling rocks. The only difference is we ain't worried about the cops. Fool on my own, we ain't worried about the shots. Flame told me gon' take it to the streets. It's dudes in the hood that the Lord gon' reach. If it mean me die, Lord still send me. We bout to get it in if it mean no sleep. I'm on my mind.
I ain't gon' waste your time. I soul ain't about to sit and let you waste mine. I'm sick of seeing young boys out there dying. You go and handle yours and I'm gon' do mine. I'm on my grind, cousin.
I'm on the road headed to another show. I asked the Lord if he seen me, I go. Mama happy, she ain't gotta worry no more. But the law pulled me over like I'm still selling dope. I told him I ain't trying to go and flip a pound. I'm trying to show him Christ before they put him in the ground. Before them boys catch him, hit him with another round. Since I met the Lord, this the way it's going down. If I'm in your city, take me to the block. Jesus real homie, I tell it to the cops. Without a bullhorn, I yell it on the block. I wasn't ashamed when I was out there trying to sell a rock. Jason told me go take it to the streets. It's dudes in the hood that the Lord gon' reach. We bout to go hard if it mean no sleep. And we can get it in, no rhymes, no beats. I'm on my mind.
I ain't gon' waste your time. I soul ain't about the city, let you waste mine. I'm sick of seeing young boys out there dying. I'm on my grind, cousin.
No lie, I'm praying they get to know God. So I'm on the grind with the mind of the Most High. I'm in the hood showing love to a bunch of cats.
What?
Who be all up in the club blowing guns and sacks.
Right.
Screaming life is more than blood, girls and money stacks. Tell them by this blood and you coming back. They by the streetlight, holding on the heat tight. Set tripping down to lose their life in the street fight. I'm knowing they should seek Christ.
Why?
Cause by far death and jail bars is all you gon' get out of the street life.
Yeah.
Gon' take it to the thugs, GG, Crip Clicks and the West Side Blood. Even hard head jeans, you just see God's love. When them coppers go black, after that, it's a shud. Come on, my
mind. I ain't gon' waste your time. I soul ain't about the city, let you waste mine. I'm sick of seeing young boys out there dying. You go and handle yours, and I'm gon' do mine. I'm on my grind, cousin.
It's Breaking Chains with Young Adults Talk
on YAT Radio.
I've been out of for a while, but it's time for me to get back on it now.
Yeah.
Been out of for a while, but it's time for me to get back on it now.
Yeah.
I've been out of for a while, but it's time for me to get back on it now. Ain't no shackles on me down, no. Ain't no shackles on me now, no. And it ain't nobody pulling me down, no. Not even no devil's holding me down. Man, I worship a mountain mover. He done may be a valley walker. Man, I worship a mind renewer. Bring back to my memory what he done taught me. Ain't no shackles on me now, no.
and I put my armor on. I do that by coming boldly before the throne. It's mandatory, my defense is God alone. I feel the spirit, it's like fire in my bones. Don't get me wrong, I go to church a lot, but that ain't the reason for my relationship. But God is just, he brought me through a lot. When they come to priorities, he on top. And I worship like I'm gone mad. Give it all like the last stand. Threw my past in a trash can. Ain't got nothing to hide like an hourglass. Keep it holy like I'm supposed to. Down for Jesus like a bold fool. God is good to me like soul food. And that's why I love him, I love him so. So I tell him ain't no shackles on me down, no. Ain't no shackles on me now, no. And it ain't nobody holding me down, no. Not even no devil holding me down. If you're free, put your hands up. Yeah, put your hands up. If you're really free, put your hands up. Let the people see that you're free, put your hands up. If you're really free, put your hands up. Yeah, go ahead, put your hands up. If you're really free, let me see. Cause the people need to see that you're free, put your hands up. I'm radical, can't help that I'm teed up. Been a bounce bad like a re-up. And I'm going hard in the pain. And I represent the same like a crib throwing C's up. Light of the world, people need us. Yeah, it's in the scripture, people need us. But the thing is, when they see us, they don't really see us. They looking at Jesus. And he said that if I be lifted up, he'll draw all men unto him. So I looked at my cross and now I'll pick it up. And I'ma follow him all the way to the end with a grin. Cause I know in the end that I win and I'm in. Cause he saved me from sin and he's seated on the right hand. I lifted up and he's living in me. Can't you tell that I'm free? Ain't no shackles holding me down, no. Ain't no shackles holding me now, no. Bring back to my memory what he done told me. Ain't no shackles holding me down, no. Ain't no shackles holding me now. Yeah, go. If you're free, put your hands up. Yeah, put your hands up. If you're really free, put your hands up. Let the people see that you're free, put your hands up. If you're really free, put your hands up. Yeah, go ahead, put your hands up. If you're really free, let me see. Cause the people need to see that you're free, put your hands up. Ain't no shackles holding me down, no. Ain't no shackles holding me now, no. And it ain't nobody holding me down, no. Not even no devil's holding me down. Cause man, I worship a mountain mover. He done made me a valley walker. Man, I worship a mind renewer. Bring back to my memory what he done taught me. Man, I worship a mountain mover. He done made me a valley walker. Man, I worship a mind renewer. Bring back to my memory what he done taught me. Ain't no shackles on him and down, no. No, 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 no. Ain't no shackles on him and down, no, no.
You're listening to Breaking Chains. Call in live during the show at 858-357-9137.
And listen live on our website at youngadultstalk.org.
All right. Thank you, Big Bro. Welcome back to the show, tightspots.org. I'm going to keep telling you, check out my big brother's website, tightspots.org. Tonight's show is being brought to you by the Williams Group, J.R. Enterprises, a special assignment. I am Pastor Rod. What's up with you? Hanging out with you. Listen, this second hour, man, have you been keeping up with the news? I don't watch the news as often like I used to because it's the same thing all around the world, same song. You remember that song? All around the world, same song. You know, and the reason being is because they're trying to keep you focused on one thing while they're doing other things. I want you to be very vigilant, y'all. You know what I'm saying? I'll stay vigilant as a serpent. Wise. Be up on top of it. Pay attention. But gentle as a dove, you know what I'm saying? You don't have to make your presence known all the time, you know what I'm saying? You got big mouths like me, that can do that for you. You just go in and listen and pay attention and make the masses aware of the manipulative, conniving, deceiving, lying, underhand things that are going on all over the world. All right. Pay attention to the Pfizer BioNTech coronavirus vaccine. Said that that won full FDA approval. They if you read the story, you'll find out that they rushed that on through. They said they had to make that expedient. They had to speed the process up. It was something that first time this has ever happened that they approved something so quickly. I think it was like 3 to 4 months. So pay attention to that. Let's pay attention and pray for the administration of all the countries in this world, all the leadership, especially things that are going on in Afghanistan and Mr. Biden taking a lot of pressure for all of those things. You know, just remember that that's the man that they have in place that's making decisions for this country. I wish they would pull the curtain back and show us the real people that are making the decisions for this country. You know what I'm saying? And stop lying to the masses for real. Really, just stop lying to the people. There's a lot of people that are aware, that study, that research and do things that you you made these things available. So when you make these things available, there are people out here that are going to take advantage of these things and research and study and read and find out who you really are. The lying, deceiving, manipulative person that you are. The evil, Okay. Let's continue to pray for the families, people that have lost power and that are suffering for thousands that are suffering from the rain from Hurricane Henry. You know, so all these storms that are coming at us. Let's continue to pray for people in the path of these storms. You know, God is speaking in so many ways. You know, those storms, a lot of them are coming out of Africa. You know what I'm saying? Mother Nature over there. You know what I'm saying? That's the home, you know, home of creation. So let's continue to pray for everyone that are going through those situations, because a lot of things are going on in weather-wise. The flooding in Tennessee that left at least 22 dead, 20 missing, and the Tennessee flooding. Let's pray for those families and lift them up, comfort and strength. And what about things that are going on with COVID-19? Let's continue to pray for those that are suffering. You know what I'm saying? Continue to pray on your decision on what you need to do. I don't get involved in that conversation. So, you know, because people have to make their own decisions. You know what I'm saying? I don't think that people should be called out of their names or attacked because they don't want to be vaccinated. I don't think that people that are vaccinated should have the right to abuse others that are not vaccinated. Tests to prove that you can get COVID whether you vaccinated or non-vaccinated, and you try to put a spin on it and say, well, it's not as deadly if you have the vaccine. So you know what I'm saying? COVID is COVID. He reacts to things different. All I can say to you about that, my brothers and sisters out there listening, just take better care of yourself. Wear your mask. Take medicines, natural herbs that can boost your immune system. Exercise, eat the proper food, get on the proper diet and eating properly, and you'll do good. You know, get your blood pressure down, get your cholesterol down, stop eating so much, you know what I'm saying, and exposing yourselves to bacteria and viruses and so many different things. Take better care of yourself, okay? Simple as that. Listen, you TikTokers out there, do what you do. Spend some time dedicating some of that spend time to encouraging people instead of just doing just all kind of do more encouraging spills or things like that. You know what I'm saying? I don't get off into TikTok like that. So I see some of the videos you put out. You know what I'm saying? You know, let's try to put a spin on things. Let's do something different. Can we do something different with what's going on? just something different. You know, different variants are coming out of COVID-19, especially down in Florida. So you know, a lot of hot spots, Alabama, Louisiana, Mississippi, down in the South, a lot of hot spots. So take care of yourself. Get out in that sun, get some of that, absorb some of that vitamin D, and boost your immune system up. So all I'm saying, y'all, pay attention to the things going on. All of my billionaires out there, people are paying attention to you. People are trying to be like you. And you know this, but some of you are behind the scenes helping to destroy this world so that you can take over the world with a lot of these other behind the scenes people. You know what I'm saying? Listen, your 2030 agenda, you are working on it, trying to depopulate the earth, but also put things in motion that people are not paying attention to, taking over the electrical grids in the world, taking over to the water in the world, taking over the gas, you know what I'm saying, the oil. You're spending a lot of money to take over a lot of things, and doing it in a very manipulative, deceiving way. People may not see everything that you're doing, but God sees all things. You know what I'm saying? God sees all things, and you would get your just due for what you're doing to God's earth and to God's children, his people. You know what I'm saying? So just make sure that, you know, you're paying attention to a lot of these stars out here. I'm just trying to throw some things out that are going on in the news to see what you're focusing on, to see where you're at with these situations. You know what I'm saying? Are you getting so wrapped up into these situations like Kanye West and Drake? You know what I'm saying? Are you joining in on that nonsense? You know what I'm saying? I just would throw that out there. You know, all of the feuding that goes on, just everything. So I just want everybody to just pay attention. You know what I'm saying? Just pay attention to what's going on. Pray for people that are suffering and dealing with certain situations. And I'll bring up a name, somebody like R. Kelly, who's going through trial right now. And you know, everything that he did behind closed doors have come out. So, you know what I'm saying? He's suffering for him now. So, you know, the hammer drops on people, man, at a certain time. Don't know what's going on, you know. So just pray for people, man. Really, seriously. It's just too much going on. So pay attention to where you're at in your life. Pay attention to what you got going on. Pay attention to who you're going to serve and how you're going to serve. If you're going to serve the Almighty God, you know what I'm saying? In the book of Joshua, he tells you to be very careful to observe the commandment and the law that Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, to love the Lord your God and to walk in all his ways, to keep his commandments and to cling to him and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul. Are you ready to do that? Did you hear what I said? It says to be very careful to observe the commandment and the law that Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, to love the Lord your God and to walk in all his ways. Not some, but all his ways, and to keep his commandments, and to cling to him, to serve him with all your heart and all your soul. Are we ready to do that? You know what I'm saying? Are you ready to take that giant step? Are you ready to really surrender all to him? See, we have to be ready to surrender our all to him. So are you ready to do that? Because one thing about it is that, you know, the book of Psalms say that he will hide you in his shelter in the day of trouble. He will conceal you under the cover of his tent. He will lift you up high upon a rock. That's how much he will protect you. It's up to you what choice that you make in life, what road that you choose to walk on. God will make himself available, but the devil is going to make himself available to you too. So, you know, one thing about the devil, he knows your vulnerabilities. He knows your secrets too. But we have to make sure that we serve God in spirit and truth. You have to serve the devil in spirit and deceit and lies and manipulation, conniving. evil, vindictiveness, jealousy, envy. Ain't that something? You got a long list over there in the darkness. God just asks for spirit and truth. So that means that we got to trust in him with all of our heart and lean not to our own understanding. And in all our ways acknowledge him so that he may direct our path. You may not want that. You might want to be the boss of everything. You might be the one to be in charge of everything. You might not want nobody to direct your path. But I don't have a problem playing the background, moving out of the way and let God do his thing. You have to make that decision that you want to play the background. You know what I'm saying? If you let God take the lead, you can't never go wrong. Because if you let him take the lead, you'll be following him. Oh, man. How someone that never knew wrong lead you wrong? How's that possible? A scientist ain't going to figure that one out. How can somebody that don't know how to do wrong, don't know wrong, lead you wrong? How's that possible? So we have to make some decisions in life. I'm serious about Saturday too, though. I would love for you to put your phones down. Stay off social media for a day. You know, I ask you every night to give me 24 hours of not eating meat. Give me 24 hours of putting your phone down. One of the busiest days of social media. A lot of people off work. They sitting around on Facebook, they on Twitter, they on Instagram, they TikTok, and they doing this, they doing that. Just put it down for a day. See, you need to know the full impact of who you are. You need to know the full impact of who you are. Did you hear what I said? You need to know the power that you possess from the kingdom of God. Through Christ, led of the Holy Spirit. See, if you believe that, you have a certain type of power. If you don't believe that, you ain't got no power for real. Money ain't power, man. Money power in your world. And see, that's where everybody trying to get to that money and that type of power. See, I want to have my spiritual life in order. And then once my spiritual life in order, I become that wealthy man. See, you did it backwards. You want to get all the wealth and then try to become, you know what I'm saying, spiritual. That can happen. I'm not saying it can't happen, but it's the way that you achieved it. You achieved it by looking down on people. You achieved it by stepping on people. You achieved it by manipulating people. You achieved it by deceiving people. You achieved it by lying to people. You say you worked hard for it, but how many lives did you destroy to get there? How much did you sell your soul for to get there? Because you never know when it's time for you to say that you repent and you surrender all to God and you want to come back home, God may throw an Abraham at you and tell you to leave everything. And come on. He may get even more strenuous with you like he told his disciples. Christ told his disciples, leave everything. All your money, all this, everything behind. Come on. And see, and that's the thing. That's the type of sacrifice that you're not willing to make. When you're not willing to make that ultimate sacrifice for Christ, how can you keep expecting him to make the sacrifice for you? How can you keep expecting him to pull you out of that situation that you keep putting yourself back in? And you only call on him on Sundays. You don't call on him no other day. You don't acknowledge him. And the truth be told, you only going to want to go serve him on Sunday, the first day of the week, and telling him, thank you, Lord, for this week. The week just started on Sunday now. When you going to see him again? Next Sunday? When you going to talk to him again? Next Sunday? I'm just asking you the question. Where you at? Where you at in your life? Where you at in your life? What you got going on? Why is it so hard to serve him and you serving everybody else? And the scripture speaks loud and clear. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things will be added to you. You want to try to go get everything first and try to ask for everything first before you put God first. And then if it don't move fast enough for you over here with God, you go over to the dark side and get it your way. You don't have no patience. God has patience for you, but you don't have patience with him. And here's one of the giant things for me right here. Galatians 5:13, starting at 13. For you were called to freedom. You were given freedom, brothers. That's scripture. But it says, only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. For the whole law is fulfilled in one word. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. When you going to start doing that? You were given freedom. The Savior died for you to be free. And we don't love each other as far as we can see a duck quack. And you don't see not one duck quacking. You hear him quacking, don't you? You can see him making the motion, but if you don't hear nothing, you can't hear nothing. So how you know if he quacking? I'm just being, you know. Listen. If you don't believe that what Ephesians tells you, that we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, that we should walk in them, it was prepared before we got here. Why is it so hard for you to study, to understand how you're supposed to walk accordingly? So I say this to all of you out there doing the work of the Lord, knowing where you are in life. You know where you're at. You know what you got going on. You know what I'm saying? You following your assignment. You doing the work of the Lord. You out in the vineyard. Just remember what he tells you in Galatians 6 and 9. He say, let us not grow weary of doing good. For in due season we will reap if we don't give up. So just keep pressing on. Yeah, it ain't easy. Yeah, it's sometimes hard. Sometimes just don't want to do it. Yeah, man, I don't feel like doing it, man. I don't feel like doing it. But trust in the Lord with all your heart, my brothers, my sisters. Don't lean to your understanding because you ain't going to want to do it. If you focus on you, you're going to listen to your flesh. Don't listen to your flesh. Just keep listening to the Lord. One that never knew wrong can't steer you wrong. Feel me? Okay. Hey, man, I've been enjoying talking to you tonight. We're going to take a quick break. It's 8:30 Central Standard Time. We'll come back. Our overseer's in. Want to bring him in so he can get some words in. Man, I really appreciate you turning me on tonight. Just wanted to talk to you, man, so you get focused on where you need to be in life. You know what I'm saying? Where you at? Have you taken time to just focus on you? You know what I'm saying? I ask of you, I want to say this again, this Saturday, seriously, you know, stay off social media and spend some time with you and the Lord. Put some time in with you and him. Nothing else. Take some time to do that. You know, wait on the mall. Wait on hanging out with your girlfriends and your homeboys, going to watch football. Put some time in with the Lord before you get on social media or anything. Step away from that for about 24 hours, man, and just focus. Hear the Lord instead of everything else going on TikTok. And Facebook and Instagram and here and there and everywhere. Stop being so distracted and listen to the Lord. God want to tell you something. He want to inform you of some things. He needs you to listen. You know what I'm saying? Stop pretending like everything belongs to you. Scripture say that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. That means that the earth and everything in it, you, me, and everything, everybody. Let's get that in our head, man. It's not your world, it's his world. It's Breaking Chains, YAT Radio, the special assignment. God bless you, y'all. Thank you, y'all. It's your world, Lord. Have control.
It's all yours, Lord. Yeah, yeah. It's all yours, it's all yours. Get it. Yeah, come on. It belongs to you. Uh-huh. It belongs to you. Yeah. Right. I know I'm not fit or deserving to do this, but I'm foolish. If I don't script to give you godly influence, like a student, practice some prudence, will you walk with me through this? As I give my people a tip, at glorifying Yeshua, cause he is the beginning, everything came into being by his being the being, who created all other beings, where I'm seeing, through his benevolent free decree, he's the almighty creator of everything that we're seeing, there is none like him, if you don't like him, then no use the liking, and liking himself to acquire just to delight him, that's why I write him, my right hand used to write sin, battling Tim like I was Shaolin. And now despite sin, I give praise to the God who made sunny days the white lightning. It's quite frightening to sing, whose world is this without proper enlightenment? Yeah, come on. Whose world is this? Come on. Yeah, it belongs to you. It belongs to you, Christ Jesus. Come on. Let them know. Whose world? Let them know. That's right, yeah, the world is yours, my God.
He's intelligent design, light eloquence confined, light elements assigned by Elohim, my God. He left his fingerprint, thinking that our origins are coincidence. Our symmetry alone makes evolution look ridiculous. And since our complexity is more than irreducible, the fact our design had a designer is irrefutable. I've used a science tool to make a statement like this. The existence of an atheist proves God exists. He's the owner, holding the throne, potent and strong. He smote any foe, approaching him on boldness alone. But since he arose, he told us to go on this road. Shown by a knowledge foretold, spoken by prophets of old, the total opposite road, chosen by populace, goes down to the hottest abode, total apocalypse road, that's why we're rocking it, yo, handy sound to the proudest men, God has brought you in this world and he can sure take you out of it,
yeah, and whose world is this, come on, that's right, we gotta let them know, it's sure Christ Jesus, it's sure my God, yeah, let them know, homie.
You should already know who's running it, brother. You don't want it. He made it in six, but he'll only take one to crumble it. The earth rumbles at the sound of his mumbling. He flooded it once, but with Noah, he made a covenant. So the next time he's gonna be coming with flames. His antagonists don't know what they're up again.
They don't know.
The tongue of the last Adam who's rapping will smash men. Now holds together every last atom, and that ain't even the sum of it. Matter of fact, you couldn't handle the half. I'm only giving you some of it. But it's still enough of it for you to come to grips with the fact that it's his plan and you own none of it. So please consider how dumb it is to take comfort in the momentary status you have and the stuff you get. Who plays it up in the end? You can trust it, kid, but we ain't bugging because another one is coming, you dig?
That's real. That's what it is, y'all. You know that. It all belongs to you. Heavenly Father, you know the world is yours. It's true. Let's get it, y'all. You know what the truth is. Come on. It all belongs to you. My God, it all belongs to you. Yes, you know.
The earth was so impressed with his defeat of the grave. The ground did the Harlem shake, the ocean did the wave. No longer a slave, now that I see the Lord of God so deep, he causes hurricanes when he brainstorms. I switched teams, me and Craig got traded on the same night. Same conference, same sermon by James White. The light of Christ is the blaze of one. I'm evidence that his grace is amazing, son.
Yeah.
Man continues to overvalue his worth. Spends most of his time trying to conquer the earth. That kind of action only leaves you empty or hurt. Then you see your true value when you return to the dirt. $5,000 casket, $500 clothes. 6 months for the grieving, 1 year to decompose. I've yet to find a human who can outlive the curse. While God sits in the heaven, place his feet on the earth.
It's Breaking Chains with Young Adult Talk on YAT Radio.
All right. Thank you, big bro. Welcome back to the show, Breaking Chains, a special assignment on this Monday. Tonight's show is being brought to you by the Williams Group and JDRE Enterprises. What's going on, man? I tell you, it's time to bring our overseer on, Pastor Dr. Levert Kemp. And I tell you, Pastor Kemp is going to be on tomorrow night, man. You need to check him out every Tuesday. Very educational show, History Talk, every Tuesday evening, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Learn about who you are. And who's y'all? God bless you. Good evening, Pastor. How you doing, sir?
Good evening to you, and God bless you.
God bless you, sir.
Yes, God is good. Not sometime, but God is good all of the time.
Amen.
As Amen. I said, and I was able to catch part of the ending of your broadcast, and I hate to miss it. We in registration for United Theological Seminary and Bible College, and also we're going to be registering Thursday. It's the final day of registration. But I'm just glad that I could catch part of it because I didn't want to miss it because it's so fulfilling for me to hear true words of God by a true man of God. And I was listening, and we really have to get our lives together. I look at how many of my friends and relatives and just people I know and different members of my congregation, family members who are dying, and we have to have our life right with Christ.
Mm.
We have to accept him, and just not accept him, but you have to walk the walk, and you have to talk the talk, but you got to walk that walk too. You can't just go study the book. You have to live by the book. And they say faith without works is dead. See, it works hand in hand. Show me your faith, I'll show you your works. Show me your works, I'll show you your faith. You Amen. Work because you are saved. And you work because you're saved. You do the work, you do it because you are saved. And it's not you working to be saved, you work because you are saved.
Amen.
And I thank God that if you believe that there's no such thing as hell, I submit to you, don't let hell catch you. I would rather believe there is a God and later find out that there is no God than not to believe a God, then find out there is a God and be in burning up. And I don't believe that God put us here to live any kind of a way and just do anything. I just want to say we're going to burn in hell for not doing the right thing and trying to live right. It's time that we put in time with God. I learned that I live in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. We have one of the worst cases of COVID that you're going to find. I heard that Mobile is right in there with us in parts of Alabama. It's right there with Louisiana. And the thing is, I think that God is trying to show us something. Not trying, but God is showing us something. God is not content with the way we're living and telling individuals that we are a Christian nation. And Pastor said it so eloquent when he said about love. The Bible said, by this all men will know you are my disciple if you have love for one another. And what does that mean? A disciple is a follower, a student of Christ. See, really, you're not Baptist, Methodist, Episcopalian, full gospel, apostolic. You're none of those different Methodists, Catholics. You're none of those. You are a member of the Christian faith. Your faith is in Jesus Christ, so there's no such thing as denomination, how we beat each other up about denominations, and there's really no such thing as a denomination. What there is a such thing is as what your faith and what you believe in. Now, it's incumbent upon us to have the right faith and the right belief in what we're trying to do. I'm adamant that I trust God for everything that I need. You know, the Bible says that Moses teaches that Moses gave Ten Commandments, but Jesus gave two. And the Bible declared that all of the commandments was fulfilled in the two that Jesus gave was to love the Lord God with all thy heart, all thy soul, and all thy mind. He said, second unto that, we are to love our neighbors at ourselves. And that's what it's about, loving everyone. Who is your neighbor? When they ask Jesus, who is his neighbor? Jesus showed them example about the Samaritan man who helped a Jewish man out, who Jews didn't want anything to do with it. But the Levite, which would be a deacon or an usher, he passed by. He got on the other side of the road. And then when the priest came by, he's like the pastor. He got on the other side of the road and left the poor man right there. Sick, beat, half to death, dying. And here's a man that they don't even talk to. They had nothing to do with a Samaritan. They were unclean. They worship out of God up in the mountain of Samaria in the northern kingdom of Israel. But that's who stopped. And then after he did what Jesus was trying to show him, to love everybody, he put him on his donkey. He took him. He paid for him to stay in the inn. And he said that if he owed any more money on his way back, that he would pay that. And that was about, for the amount that he said, was over a week or so work that then on that he had. It was like right at a week work. So what is incumbent upon us to learn to have love for one another. You can't say, how can you say you love me, the God who you have never seen, but yet hate your neighbor? Now, that's supposed to be impossible. And we need to think about those things. And that's why I say America is not a Christian nation. You hate me because of my skin color, and you claim that you're a Christian, but you could go sit up in Oral Roberts and a whole bunch of these other white evangelical church and say that you're a Christian. So no, I don't think so. I know you're not, because if you don't live by the word, Jesus himself said, you honor me with your mouth, but your heart is far away from me. And it's time that we start concentrating on getting our lives together. I hear people talk that really don't know Bible doctrine, not really versed with the Bible. I hear them always using the term, we're living in the end time. This world about to come to an end. Well, first thing, that's not true. Well, Pastor, why you say it's not true? Well, number one, the Antichrist haven't came yet. If it is, I'm not saved, because before the end time come, what we'll be living in the tribulation period, the church will be raptured out, so I'll be left behind with those who are lost. Then, if you have to understand, they have to find the ashes of the red heifer. The temple has to be rebuilt in the place that it was already where Solomon built it in. They have to find the Ark of the Covenant, cleanse it with the ashes of the red heifer, and there's supposed to be peace all over the world. That's what the Bible says. So no, but Jesus said, when they asked Jesus when was the end time, Jesus said he didn't know, not even the angels in heaven, only his Father knew that time was coming. But I stopped by on my way to heaven to tell you that you are living in your end time. Because now you say, well, Reverend Kemp, you're going against everything you just said. No, I'm not. Every day that I live, I'm one step closer to the grave. And when I say I'm one step closer to the grave, I'm saying my end time is coming. One thing that is really promised to me, sure that I was born, I have to die. And every day that I live, I'm one day, I'm one minute, I'm one hour, I'm one second closer to the grave. That's my end time. And it's time that we get it right. Children are dying. Babies are dying. If it's not drive-by shooting, it's floods and all kind of things that are happening all over the world right now. All kind of division within society. All because of race and hate. This country is divided all because we voted the 45th president in, who was a demagogue. Antichrist, a hater, a liar, who has no respect for anyone other than himself. He don't respect his wife. He don't respect his children. The only person he respects is himself and those green. And he don't have as much green as he claimed he have. He's worth no more. He's a little bit, maybe just a little bit richer than Jay-Z and Beyonce with their income together. He a little bit above them. He's a poor billionaire. He's not what he tried to make himself up to be. I think it's $2 or $3 billion. That's all he's worth. So when you're talking about things, let us put our trust in God. The Bible says, lay not up for yourself treasures on earth where moths and rust and thieves do break and destroy, but lay up for yourself treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust nor thieves break and destroy. For where a man's treasure is, that's where his heart lies also. So if you're thinking all about money and all kind of other things, then you're not trying to show the love of God to your fellow men by letting your light shine, that every man will see your great work and glorify your Father which is in heaven, then something is wrong. You're not living the way Jesus the Christ taught us to live. You're not doing what he did. He who knew no sin was made sin. He was made sin for you and me. He died for our sins. And now he sits at the right hand of God, making intercession. And I want you to understand that the greatest thing that we have is our personal relationship with God. It's not what my grandmother did, my mother, father, what my pastor. It's what my relationship is with God. So it's time that we quit worrying about the concerts and the nightclubs and all the parties and the casinos, because we right here where I live, we got 3 casinos. So give all that up. Turn your life over to the Lord, and he'll guide you. He'll be guide you by the word, and in that word, that the word was written by the Holy Spirit. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. How can a man come unless he's drawn? And how can he be drawn unless he's drawn by the Spirit? Pastor William, keep preaching, keep teaching the word of God in season and out of season, reproof, rebuke and reproof, and long-suffering and righteousness, no matter what they do, say or do. Tell them when they want to hear and when they don't want to hear. Stand on the word of God. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Pastor. Thank you for those powerful words, sir. Thank you. God bless you. Y'all just, you heard Pastor, take an effort, man. Make a change. Make a difference in your life. Do some different things. Drop some of these old habits, man, and pick up the word of God and just give your life over to him. You know, it's not hard to do. You know what I'm saying? You got to want it, though. So, you know.
Amen.
Now's the time. You just got to want it. He's there, standing there knocking, waiting on you to open up and let him in. You know, he said he just want to come in and sup with you. And, I ran too. But take it from somebody who ran and could not run God. Stop running. You go always lose. God is everywhere you at. You cannot get away from him, okay? So just focus on that, y'all. All right, let's give our Black History note for tonight. Tips, I got something different for you tonight, y'all. Check this out. And Pastor was just talking about all these denominations and this religious stuff. Listen. Here's your Black History tip for tonight as we honor Black History. After the Nat Turner Rebellion in 1831, many independent Black churches in the South, such as the African Baptist Churches, Williamsburg, Virginia, responded to white fears by merging with white churches. In the North, hostility toward independent Black churches in Philadelphia led to riots, in which the most prominent churches such as Mother Bethel were attacked by white mobs. Working class whites felt that such independent churches were the reason for the success and wealth of Blacks. That's your Black History note on tonight. The separate churches. Wow. Check that out. Did you know that? I didn't know that. Now we know. And you want to know more about all of these things? Tune in every Tuesday. Dr. Levert Kemp, he'll be on tomorrow night with History Talk, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Check him out every Tuesday, being brought to you by the United Theological Seminary and Bible College in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. All right? Here's your health tip for tonight. Don't forget to drink plenty of water. Listen, y'all, at least put about 65 ounces of water in your body every day. You know what I'm saying? And that's like a half gallon of water a day. You know, a gallon is 2 days. 128 ounces is in a gallon of water. So, you know what I'm saying? At least put a half gallon of water in your body every day. So you can stay healthy and stay hydrated. All right. Eat well, eat your vegetables, eat your fruits, cut back on all the snacks, cut back on the fried food so much. And, give me a day, give me one day, 24 hours, to become a vegetarian, once a week, 24 hours, cut out all the meats in your life. All right. Exercise, in the mornings, early, in the evenings, as the sun sets, and get your exercise on. You walk, you ride on your bicycle, your jog, however you want to do it. Make sure that you're doing it. Exercise mentally, physically, and most importantly, spiritually. Study the word of God. How to exercise spiritually? Study the word of God. Pray without ceasing. Meditate on the word. Get before God. Spend time with God, and you will be healthy spiritually. All right? Do that, all right? And watch your life change. Thank you for turning us on tonight. Don't forget tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Can't tell you enough. History Talk. Learn about who you are and who you are. All right, that's tomorrow night with Dr. Kemp. Tonight's show is being brought to you by the Williams Group and JDRE Enterprises. All right, Pastor, can you, any final comments and prayers out, please, sir? Thank you.
Well, my final comment tonight is the Bible, the Apostle Paul tells us to study to show ourselves approved unto God, that workman need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And it's time that we really study, not read the Bible, but study it. And study it, and not just when you read it, live by it. Amen. I would like, Heavenly Father, we come, and just a few of your servants that are tuned in tonight, tuned in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We thank you for the things that have been said by Pastor William, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for his leadership. We thank you for his fortitude. And we thank you, Lord, because he is steadfastness. No matter what, how many people are there with him, he's standing on your word. Bless him, Lord. I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would have more people to tune in, and to stand on his side. Lift him up. Now, Lord, I ask that you would build us up where we're torn down, strengthen us where we're weak. We want to say thank you, Lord, for seen and unseen, protecting us from seen and unseen danger. Thank you, Lord, for just forgiving us, Lord, for omission, for the sins that we've sinned by omission or commission. Now, Lord, I ask that as we go along this Christian journey, that you be ever present with us, Lord. And, Lord, we ask that you would be with those who are suffering from COVID-19 or the Delta variant, Lord. Bless their families. I lost so many friends, and I just lost another to the virus. And Lord, there's so many people dying in our, we call it parish, but in the county. We lead in the state in our county in which we live in the Metroplex. And, Lord, I ask, Lord, that you bless every metroplex, every county, every parish, Lord, that people are living in. And, Lord, we ask that you would strengthen us, Lord, that we could move forward from this COVID experience, Lord. Give us wisdom, knowledge, fortitude. Give the scientists, the epidemiologists, the thing that it takes to get us past it. You helped us with polio, scarlet fever and other diseases. And I know you're going to bring us through here. You helped us with the Spanish flu, which killed 21 million. And I know in 1921, and I know if you helped us through that time, that you'll help us again. Oh, we thank you, Father. We thank you and we praise you, Lord, and we can't do it without you. We ask all these blessings in the mighty name of Jesus for his sake. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. God bless everybody. We'll see you tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, History Talk. Dr. Levert Kemp, we'll see you tomorrow. God bless you. We love you. And ain't nothing you can do about it. God bless you, Pastor. We love you, sir. Thank you. Good night, everybody. Peace.
You've been listening to Breaking Chains on YAT Radio, where we discuss the importance of spiritual, mental, and physical health. You can always get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio. That's Breaking Chains, where we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
Thanks for turning us on this evening. Just know we are here to assist you in recovering your light from back from the darkness. Speak the Truth with Young Adults Talk Live, a ministry for the people of God. So let's join together and recover what's ours. God bless you from the Young Adults Talk family.